From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. On any given night in Los Angeles, about 28,000 people are estimated to be sleeping on the streets. For years now, Los Angeles has had the second largest homeless population in the country, second only to New York. Last November, LA voters passed a $1.2 billion bond measure to build housing for the homeless. Carly Green reports on where all that money may go.
It's called Proposition HHH, and it's the biggest sum of cash Los Angeles voters have ever committed to addressing homelessness, specifically chronic homelessness. Priority for most of the housing will go to people who've been on the streets for a long time with no respite, people who have a disability, the chronically homeless. They make up about 30% of LA's homeless population, and the housing would come with built-in services like mental health counseling and job training. City Administrative Official Yolanda Chavez says this reflects a pivot towards a housing-first model of addressing homelessness.
You don't have to be completely stable to come into housing, because the theory is to help you stabilize, whether it's physically or mentally, housing first is really critical.
But not everyone agrees that the chronically homeless should be first in line for housing. Like Manuel Compito, a homeless advocate in Skid Row. That's an area of downtown LA that's become emblematic of the city's homelessness crisis. When his older son was little, Compito himself was actually living there on and off. And he says families should be the city's priority.
There's nothing in HHH, no provision says they're going to build X amount of family units.
But Chavez says some of the housing would likely be for families.
And what a lot of developers are doing now are actually mixing individual units with family units. So I guess you shouldn't go away thinking that most of these projects will be projects just for individuals.
Still, the focus will be the chronically homeless, who tend to be on their own. Here's why. To qualify as chronically homeless, a person has to have been without shelter for 365 consecutive days or several significant blocks of time over the previous 3 years. It can be a numbers game, says homeless housing developer Dora Gallo, one that doesn't always favor families.
Families tend to be in and out of homelessness, and they may not have been homeless for that long a period of time.
And for his part, Compito is skeptical.
I will see how many families get housed.
The city plans to award the first development contracts in July. In Los Angeles, I'm Carla Green for Marketplace.